At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together.
Hi, I'm Allison, and I am here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. The lesson covers Ezra 7 through 10 and Nehemiah 8. Feel free to hit pause and read Ezra 7 through 10 and Nehemiah 8 together as a family. Otherwise, we'll dive right in. In his providence, God raised up Ezra to be a leader who realized the people of God needed to do more than just rebuild the buildings and walls in Jerusalem. If all the buildings and infrastructure of Jerusalem were completely rebuilt, but the people did not know God and his good commands, then all their rebuilding would be in vain. Ezra was a faithful scribe and priest who returned to Jerusalem with a clear mission: to teach the law of God to the people. Ezra 7 verse 10 tells us that Ezra had determined to know the law, obey the law, and teach the law to the people of God in Jerusalem. Ezra's commitment and desire to teach the law was not merely to speak its truth. He intended to live the truth of it as well. From dawn until noon, Ezra read from the law of Moses, instructing God's people in his commands and reminding them of God's faithfulness. The response of the people to the reading of the law was overwhelming. They wept when they heard God's word because they were confronted with the reality of their sin. Ultimately, the people repented of their sins and made a commitment to follow God's law. Ezra's commitment to living and teaching the law reminds us of the importance of devoting ourselves to knowing, understanding, and living out God's word. This opens our lives to God's transformative work through his truth and the power of the Holy Spirit, who conforms us into the image of Jesus. Through our study of God's word, we also realize our absolute need for him. God's word reveals our sin and reminds us that we are incapable of saving ourselves. Because of God's faithful love, he sent his son to take our sin upon himself so that we can be forgiven and receive eternal salvation. Ezra's ministry reminds us of the power of scripture to transform lives. God's word reveals our sin, leads us to repentance, and shows us the way to restoration. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us through your word. Help us grow in understanding as we read the Bible. Give us the desire to obey you and follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, it's time to talk about it. As you listen, feel free to pause this recording between each question to talk together. You can also look back at the email for the full list of questions and the parent resources. Our three family discussion questions this week are: 1, how can we respond when we sin? 2, who helps you understand God's word? 3, why did God want the people to celebrate? Our key passage for this unit is John 20, verse 31. This would be a great passage for your family to memorize together. John 20, verse 31 says, "These are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name." Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's word. May you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore The People Worshipped God, Nehemiah 7 through 13.